yodeling boy, Mason Ramsey, is in town today.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yodeling boy, he's going to perform at the Knoxville Walmart.
He better stick with the hits and what got him famous. He better yodel. He better sing Lovesick Blues.
Where'd you go this week?
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Mason Ramsey sticks to his roots, okay? He's not the kind of guy. He's not going Taylor Swift on.
Yeah, that's exactly what his new single sounds like.
Well, he's trying to branch out.
Well, that's fine. He didn't stay to his roots. He branched out immediately. The first chance he got, he branched out.
On 1340 WKGN.
Did you hear how quick that happened, Ben Lee? He stuck to his roots and he branched out in the same sentence.
You can stick to your roots and still branch out. That's what trees do. I mean, that's what trees do.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Give me some more headlines, Cody Mack, please.
Thanks, John. Got plenty of them. Let's run right through here.
Go.
The Miami Dolphins can't play football yet, so Hard Rock Stadium is going to be turned into a what?
Casino.
A drive-in theater.
Whoa.
Turn it into a
drive-in?
Yeah, a drive-in. You're
going to let everyone drive their cars onto the field?
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be on the grass. I assume it looks like they're going to have something over it, maybe. I don't know how they're going to do it, but yeah, they're you can drive your car into Hard Rock Stadium, and they're going to show movies on the big video boards. Open a drive-in theater in Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Did you see where crowd noise was piped in of the Dortmund-Bayern game?
Bayern Munich. You had me fooled, too.
Bayern? It's not Bayer, like Bayer aspirin?
Yeah, it's Bayern, yeah.
You know, it's good to keep a baby aspirin on you at all times in case you have a heart attack. They tell you that at the doctor once you get over 300 pounds.
They send you a new handbook of life and how it should
they
be.
They say, well, bud, you've eclipsed 300. You're now up to 3 clucks. Here's a new handbook for you. That's how the doctor talks. Here's a new handbook for you. I'm glad you brought me this mask
because now I get to go to the gym.
Yeah. Well, that'll keep you from getting over 300 pounds.
I need to get my arms. I haven't lifted anything.
You should start doing some kayaking. I got a hell of a workout in Monday.
Digging those holes, man. My shoulders are popping. Oh, I bet. Digging all those damn holes.
Oh, digging holes is tough. That's tough. You ever watch the movie Holes or read the book by Louis Sikar?
Everyone loved that book when I first moved to my city school in fourth grade after my parents. Well, the divorce was way before that, but I finally moved schools in fourth grade. And everyone loved that damn Holes.
Yeah, I read it like 8 times.
I don't think I read it, but I know about the story, and I later did watch the movie with Shia LaBeouf.
The Disney movie? Yeah.
So I know there's holes, right?
The premise of...
They're making these... It's basically like a refinement camp for the boys, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're in jail, so to speak. They make them dig holes. Are they looking for a treasure or something?
Yeah.
Like they don't know they're looking for a treasure. But
they don't know that, but they are.
They eventually realize that the warden's looking for a treasure.
They go out every day and they dig a hole 5x5. It's got to be 5 feet across, 5 feet deep.
What was the point of the 5x5? Just to make sure
they're
doing
right. That's just how big the hole was,
Yeah, just to make sure they're doing their job.
Yeah, and you had to watch for snakes. There were rattlesnakes. You get bit by snakes out there. Or was it lizards?
Lizards.
It was like the spotted ones with the yellow
spotted
spots.
Lizards. A yellow spotted lizard,
The Gila monster.
Yeah, and they would mess you up if you got bit by one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was hot. It's real hot out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there was this kid named Zero.
I remember Zero.
Zero, and Zero ran off. He decided to run away. And then Shia LaBeouf decided to go after him, I think, or something
like
that.
What was his name? Stanley?
Yeah. Stanley Yelnats.
They found the onions?
It was Stanley backwards, right?
Yeah, Stanley Yelnats. And they found the onions. Yeah, they ate the onion. They bit right. Zero had bitten into the onion, which seems so gross. But if you had nothing else to eat.
There was a Scorsese question last night on trivia that you
weren't
there to answer.
It was what Scorsese film was set in the 1800s based on Irish immigrants? Something around those lines.
Gangs of New York?
Correct.
Yeah, I would have killed it. Well, anyway, they pumped in some artificial crowd noise at the Dortmund-Bayern game, and some people liked it, some people didn't.
Okay.
The Dodger Stadium has been opened as the largest coronavirus testing site in L.A.
Say that one more time.
Dodger Stadium.
Now a testing site?
Opened as the largest coronavirus testing site in California, I think.
Okay.
6,000 people a day can be tested from their cars. Dodger Stadium.
There's a joke here about losing and the coronavirus and choking and not getting your ring and Clayton Kershaw that I can't make it on a whim.
You know, I don't know if you can make those jokes anymore after what we found out about the Astros.
I do feel bad for Clayton Kershaw, so maybe you're on
something. Hey, we still beat the Astros. They cheated. It didn't matter.
We as in who?
The Washington Nationals.
Oh, you would be a bandwagon Nats fan.
Bandwagon.
Do you know who the Nationals also beat?
Didn't they beat the Dodgers, right? Howie Kendrick, a little nice little grand slam.
Then they beat the Cardinals.
Yeah. Well, I know.
They did beat the
I consider myself the biggest Nationals fan on the planet.
I knew they beat the Dodgers.
No, I know. That's why I asked.
Just rehashing it, what he just said?
Well, I set him up to say it.
Yeah.
He just stuck the knife in.
Clayton Kershaw coming in the game.
I was just twisting the original.
They got this one in the bag.
He was already taking a shot at it.
No one can get to Kershaw.
Hey, Troy, what'd you do for game four of that series, just for the record? As someone who considers yourself a Washington Nationals fan, what did you do for game four whenever your Nationals were down 2-1? Do you remember where you watched the game, or did you watch the game?
I was doing the student radio that night.
Oh, okay.
For like the first couple innings.
So you watched.
Oh, so you skipped part of the
game.
No,
I was watching it because it was at a – we were doing
Sounds
a remote.
Like he skipped part of the game.
We were doing a remote, so I was watching it and
Cody
doing the show.
Cody went to the movies to watch. Cody went to the movies.
It was the only night I could see the new Joker movie.
It was not the only night.
And
I only
missed like half the game.
Like, I'll be honest with you. When we won game five, like, I cried like tears of joy.
So did Cody.
How long have you been a fan?
2005, when they came to D.C.
So all your life?
Pretty much. I mean, first 6 years, I was like a Diamondbacks fan when I was little, because Junior Spivey was my first baseball card.
And because they won the World Series in 2001.
So he's been a fan a lot longer. So, yeah,
I was like two when the Diamondbacks won the World Series, or three.
Oh, okay.
You a fan of all the Washington teams?
No. Just the Nats.
And the Caps, probably?
No, I'm a Preds
fan.
And
the Chiefs, and then probably the Lakers right now.
Titans, Preds, Nats, and Heat. Makes sense. The two that Nashville doesn't have a team for, I go elsewhere. I got family in D.C., and I like Shaq. Nats and
so
the Heat.
So why not the Lakers?
Well, I wasn't old enough for the Shaq Lakers.
Why not the Celtics? Why didn't you follow him to the Celtics?
Well, no. Once you have a team, though,
Phoenix,
you're stuck. I'm stuck with that team forever.
You didn't want to go to Phoenix when he went to Phoenix?
The big cactus?
Yeah. You didn't want to go there with him. You just like, hey.
Oh, I'm not the kind of guy that follows players to a team. I got a team, and they're my team forever.
So you just happened to like basketball, and Shaq got traded to the Heat, and they won a championship the second year? It was just.
I became a Heat fan the year after they won the championship, when
Any
they were bad when they both
got Dwayne
hurt.
Wade?
They were bad after he left.
Yeah, I went to a Heat game. That was like the first basketball game I went to.
If you stick with him, though, I feel
I stick with him.
Yeah, you're still a Heat fan. I mean, if you still claim to be a Heat
fan. Like the Heat could run.
It's just weird. If I met Charlie randomly on vacation and he was a guy trying to tell me he was a Heat and Nationals fan and a Titans and Preds fan, I would just be like, how the hell did this happen?
Everybody grows up
on the Preds bandwagon.
So,
I mean, the Titans, everyone knows, is America's team right now, the hottest team in football. Outside of the Chiefs, obviously, but the second hottest team in football, the Nats.
I'd say
and
like
Heat.
Third behind the Niners as well, and probably the Ravens.
The
Ravens team we beat.
Yeah, beat down.
Yeah, but
embarrassed
in
their own stadium.
I think I'd rather have Lamar Jackson for the next 5 years than Ryan Tannehill.
That statement was so gross it made me sick. I'm putting my mask on. I don't want to breathe the same air as this guy.
You breathe it every day.
Well, no longer, not after that.
Like, the Heat could, like, run a series of national advertisements that was like, we hate Charlie Collier, and I'd still be like, he's still my favorite team.
Cool, Charlie.
All right. Sorry, John.
Moving on. You got any more headlines, Cody?
I do.
Yeah, put
I got my own
put
mask.
The mask back on after Charlie said that.
The University of Tennessee has announced changes to the fall 2020 semester.
Yeah, so they're going with the South Carolina method, right, in terms of no fall break. And no students back on campus after Thanksgiving, right? They're going online only after Thanksgiving?
That's correct.
That
The last day of in-person instruction will be November 24th.
Is that your bear impression?
So they're cutting the...
That sounds like your bear impression.
It was more of my Tony the Tiger.
Why did you say that's correct, like Tony the Tiger? That's not his catchphrase.
I know. His catchphrases are great, though. They're great.
Yeah, I was just wondering why you went with that's correct in that voice.
I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you.
Either way.
But the last day of in-person instruction will be November 24th. So they're shutting the semester down at Thanksgiving, and then final exams online December 2nd through the 9th. So basically, it'll be just like it always is, except students are not coming back on campus for finals.
Yep. That way, in case you have students who live in California, you send them home and just say, do your finals there. Don't come back to Tennessee.
Say, go back to California where you came from.
And stay. Go there and stay there.
Mm-hmm. That's makes what sense. Doing.
South Carolina was ahead of the curve doing this last week or 2 weeks ago. And I said at the time that you'll see other schools imitate this and Tennessee, of course, doing the same thing.
A ton of them have, yeah.
Other SEC schools as well as already announced this?
Yeah, all okay. over the country they're doing this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It makes the most sense.
I don't
like
it.
Knock out fall break, you knock out travel days, and you just say, do your finals there. Which doing finals online seems a little stressful to me, but.
I don't care about the online finals. I just like my breaks.
You're a college student. You don't get overworked that hard. I've been there.
No, too. I just like my breaks. I don't care about the work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What do you need a break from?
I don't know. I like
break.
Having a couple days off. It's
well,
fun.
Just take a day off. Don't schedule Friday classes and you get a 3-day weekend every weekend.
I haven't had a Friday class in like 3 years.
So what the hell do you need a break from? The other 4 days are just too tough on you?
Well, I got one this year.
That Monday through Thursday grind is getting to you?
My schedule's real weird this year, so I can be here for the Blitz.
Very selfless of you, Charlie. You're a selfless person. I appreciate you.
Did you see where Morgan Wallen was arrested over the weekend?
Yeah, it makes me like him
country
more.
Country singer Morgan Wallen arrested after an incident at Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk. Apparently on Saturday night around 11 p.m. they took him in for public intox and disorderly conduct.
Did you read the story? I mean, he was apparently kicking glass inside the bar, breaking it. They tried to get him just to go home, and he's like, no. And then he got outside in the street and was trying to fight pedestrians in the street.
It makes you like him more? That
it
he
made
was,
me like him more. He's got a little George Jones in him, I guess.
He was vandalizing property on Broadway?
We want our outlaws back, don't we?
I guess so, yeah.
Don't we want our outlaws back? I mean, we romanticize all the other old outlaws for getting drunk and doing crazy things. So Morgan Wallen getting redneck drunk on Broadway and acting a fool kind of made me like him a little bit more.
I think
those older guys, though, had some crazier stories.
He's trying. He does one little thing and ends up
George flat. Jones had to be tied to a tree.
I mean, I understand. It was a different time. I understand that they can't do it just the same level. We have things these days called rehab and drinking problems.
Right. He got taking a lot of fun out of the whole thing.
Yeah, but Morgan Wallen's mugshot, it's kind of funny. I looked at it. I was like, maybe he has a problem. Maybe he's spiraling out of control. But does he have that song, Whiskey Glasses? I mean, he's drinking a lot of whiskey.
He got out of jail and tweeted a picture of him with just a big old dip in and his eyes squinted, just hammered, just said, fresh out.
Well,
I like it.
Okay. Like I said, I'd imagine he's not going to have to work a regular job anytime soon, so he's his brand.
Final headline for you here. Hitler's rumored pet alligator has died at the age of 84, according to TMZ. An alligator once thought to have belonged to Hitler has passed away of old age. As they say in Germany, Ruhe in Frieden, which means rest in peace
stick
to Hitler's alligator.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Made more people mad on the internet yesterday as a fan base, as a school, as a brand. Did you see that last night with Georgia?
Making the mistake
of falling in the trap of it's just a video game.
Yeah, I saw that they tweeted that they would rather have the 2019 win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that's fine.
Does that make them look bad?
I think so.
I don't know. I got to thinking about it, and I was like, I'd rather have a 2019 win, too.
Well, sure. You know? You would. But I feel like the best thing to do these days is just ignore it.
Just to not give Tennessee, because that does bring more attention to Tennessee.
Yeah, like it makes you look like a loser. And then to make matters worse, whoever's running their social media,
they missed
typoed the first one up and just looked like idiots. So then it looks even worse when you have to delete it. Like, you saw the same thing with Florida, where they're like, oh, we don't care about this video game. And they had a coach tweet out a touchdown run last year, too.
I mean, there's something to be said for being in their heads, I think. You know, at least they're acknowledging us.
Is that, am I being a fanboy by saying it seems as if we're sort of kind of in their head? That, like, people seem a little... Are we in their heads? Are they worried about us? Or are they just making fun of us? Which one is it?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean...
Because I subscribe to the theory of I don't want to beef down. You see idiots on the internet take shots at me, be upset with me, whatever. I don't usually reply to them. I don't like talking to people that I don't feel like are important.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it like kind of a, does it not kind of hurt when they're like, oh yeah, have fun with your little video game. We beat your ass last year like we always do. I mean, that just kind of, to me, that kind of sends a different message.
Well, they're making it about something, like, it's kind of like, hey, you're doing something fun over here. Like, there weren't many people tweeting Georgia like, yeah, we beat you in a video game. Get ready for the fall. Here it comes. It wasn't anything like people were using it to thump our chest and say, look at us. We're on top of the world. We're undefeated in this video game. We're back. I don't think anyone was really doing that. Like, we were doing that with recruiting a little bit. And like I said, I think it's a little futile to be doing that to Georgia right now in May. Like, I have confidence that Georgia will get close to Tennessee's numbers, if not pass them in recruiting. I think that stuff is a little bit more foolish than just laughing at a video game and enjoying being in the spotlight.
Well, I do think it's good to be in the spotlight. I think it's good branding, good marketing. Like, I think the university has embraced it. I think it's a good thing, and maybe it could help in recruiting. So I think you can say that, but also I would say if I'm a Georgia fan, like if I put myself in the shoes of a Georgia fan, and I thought what I thought about Tennessee, and I saw the results on the field the last couple of years, I would probably be looking at Tennessee like, it's kind of sad, you know?
I'm just saying, I've never replied, or I've never sought out a South Carolina or Vanderbilt fan. Like, I've done my videos about them before, like in 2016 or whatever, but like, I don't go out seeking to argue with Vanderbilt and South Carolina when they're having their
fun. Do we think Georgia views us like that?
Shouldn't they at this point? I mean, that's the way they respond.
I think
the way they act once you call them out about it. They're like, what, by tweeting out the scores and talking about how we're irrelevant. Like, that's what their fans say. You guys haven't won since blah, blah, blah. You're not any good. Worry about Kentucky. Worry about South Carolina. I don't find myself arguing with those fan bases.
I would like to think what they actually believe, and maybe they don't, but I would like to think that Georgia and Florida view Tennessee in a higher respect than South Carolina, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt. Even though Tennessee hasn't been good, like, lately, and we haven't really been relevant to the division in a long time other than 15 and 16, I would think they still view Tennessee as more of a peer than they do a just whipping boy of the conference.
Well, that's not the way they act.
It may not be the way they act, but I think they recognize, like, from a stadium standpoint, from a facility standpoint, a program standpoint, Tennessee's still one of the proud programs of the SEC.
Okay.
There's some hibernation.
Maybe they're a little bit worried of what could become with Tennessee. Like maybe we do have their attention at this point with the way we're recruiting and all that combined with this stuff. I don't know. I'm trying to think of how I would view Tennessee if I was in another fan's shoes.
That's what I'm wondering.
If I was Georgia, I would be cognizant of what Tennessee's doing right now.
Maybe not threatened just yet, but weary.
Yeah, maybe not threatened.
If I'm Florida, I would be worried. Which sounds crazy to say because we've lost like 14 of the last 15 games or whatever the hell the streak, you know, whatever it is at this point. But you can actually point to like us catching up to them on in talent. You know what I mean? Like Georgia, no. Florida, yeah, we are recruiting better then.
Or right there with.
Yeah.
I mean,
the last couple of years, like you pointed out, like it's
those
gone
four
the other
those
way.
Four classes, it started to shift.
Right.
I mean, the team that we put on the field this year should not be much less talented than the team Florida puts on the field. Florida maybe still a little more talented, but maybe not actually when you consider all the transfers and stuff.
Right.
Those two teams on the field this year should be pretty close to even, if not Tennessee maybe being a little better. Maybe, you know, I don't know who will be better coached, but that game should, other than the mental aspect, that game should not be a 30 to teens game again, you know?
The Florida game?
The Florida game. I'm so tired of it. Like, it's just, like you said, 15 years.
That would just be a, we haven't always, we've blown a lot of close games that we saw.
Oh, yeah, we have.
But, I mean, has been some lopsided ones in there, too. But
I know.
There's some that
but
were
the last
tough
two,
to swallow, yeah.
The last two have been rough, you
yeah,
know?
Last two have been
particularly.
Rough. 18, Jeremy Pruitt has not performed well against Florida.
Not yet. I would like to think that that game should be more of a dogfight this year.
Do we think there's something to that? Is it just talent? Is it like you haven't had the right team? Everything went wrong in 2018? Is there a Jeremy Pruitt, Dan Mullen thing here at play? Like,
yeah, there's probably a mental block of some sort, you know, with Tennessee just in general. But I wonder if how is Pruitt coached against Dan Mullen, like in the past.
Looking at 18 and 19 as a head coach, Well,
I know that, but Florida, Mullen came in a much better situation.
Well, same thing could be said against, you know, for Alabama against Mississippi State. Like, there was always just a distinct talent advantage. So, I mean, I don't know if you can.
It's hard to compare
judge anything from, when you have a team full of NFL.
Well, I don't know. Like, when they had Dak, was Pruitt at Alabama when they had Dak? Let me look and see. Because to be able to defend against Dak Prescott seems pretty impressive. I mean, that Mississippi State offense was good.
Dak would have been 2013, right? No.
14, and was he drafted in 15?
Yeah.
I know he was at Mississippi State in 14.
No, he was drafted in 16, wasn't he?
Yeah, so he may have been there even another year.
Yeah.
Pruitt was at Pruitt would have been at Georgia at the time.
Well, Pruitt was only at Georgia in 2013.
He was at Florida State in 13 because they won the national championship.
Georgia 15, right?
Yeah, 14 and 15.
Yeah.
So Pruitt wasn't coaching Bama's defense till 2016. So, okay. So that would – he wouldn't have been the guy when Dak was there.
I found out that, I'm planning the OKC, Denver, Titans, Vols combo. I found out that also the second weekend of November were Titans Thursday night against the Colts. Georgia and Athens, so I'm going to do that little loop too.
Hang on. As part of the same, you mean a different trip? Separate trip.
Yeah. One's in September, one's in November.
Okay, what's the November one?
Carpool?
Potentially, Charlie. I'm not going to commit to it yet.
Well,
but
yeah, that's a tough commitment.
You're on the radar.
Do you have trouble getting in cars?
I drive a truck, so.
Just because, well, that makes sense.
Well, I don't want to drive a truck.
Big guy. Do you have?
Gas is cheap. Now's the time to be driving.
You
can
just ride.
If you get if you were to get a full size.
I don't want
to
ride.
You have trouble in a full size sedan.
I'm a driver.
I don't end up in many full size sedans. I just drive everywhere.
Yeah. How tall are you?
About 6'2".
6'2". Yeah. What do you weigh?
About 385.
So about 310. Charlie's a big guy.
Yeah, you a little nervous? I noticed you ain't called him Chunk like Hayden.
I call Hayden Chunk because Hayden's short. Charlie's taller. Charlie's
so
not really.
To answer it, you are a little.
You got to be
a
little shorter to be
Chunk. Intimidated by Charlie.
Intimidated by Charlie?
Should be.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's our left tackle on the football
team. You saw what happened to Charlie last time he tried to come at me.
That's true.
I think so November, you're doing what in November? You're going to Indianapolis?
It's in Nashville.
You're going to Nashville.
Thursday night football.
Titans play Indianapolis.
And then Friday I'll probably do the show from Nashville and then drive to Athens.
You're going to do the show from Nashville?
Well, I'm not going to drive back here.
How are you going to do the show? Like remote equipment or something?
Yeah.
So So then you're going to drive to Athens.
Yeah.
For the Saturday.
Yeah, you should come too.
You're going to go Nashville Thursday, drive to Athens Saturday.
Sneak into the Masters Sunday?
Yeah, the Masters that weekend too.
Oh, wow. I feel like at that point you got to try and get in the Masters.
I'd rather not try to do that.
I mean, you're going to be down there.
I feel like Masters Sunday would be overrated to go to because you don't have your phone. You don't know what's going on.
You can't take a phone in there?
No.
At all?
No phones.
People having pictures and bothering the golfers and stuff.
That you can yell Baba Booey.
That would be tough on an NFL Sunday.
That too, yeah. Thank God we play on a Thursday, so I don't have to try to watch both, like the Titans and the Masters.
Yeah, they're trying to hit your...
The Masters is...
Hit your bets.
Yeah, forget the Masters. We're gonna see as a society just how little the Masters matters when it goes up against an NFL Sunday.
Come on.
No, it's cute in April.
Don't disrespect
the
Masters.
It's cute in April, okay? Everybody loves... the flowers! Oh, Augusta, it's so great! the pimento cheese sandwiches! They're only $1.50. Just like the old days, we still don't let black folks in.
Except Tiger.
Except Tiger, of course. We let Tiger in. We're going to see just how...
They probably try to claim Vijay Singh, too.
Yeah.
You're going to
see how little the Masters matters when it goes up against the NFL.
I think you'll see it start at like 9 a.m. and it won't go against the NFL. I think you'll see like 8 a.m. and you'll get the final rounds, the final people starting at 10 or so, and then maybe get done at 1 right in time for kickoff.
That's cute.
Cute golf. It's just going to get a lot darker in November, so they won't. Yeah. They'll have to do it earlier. And
cute. I'll be watching Terry Bradshaw's pregame.
I will not be watching Terry Bradshaw.
You just got to go double TV.
I'll be watching Boomer and Terry Bradshaw.
No thanks,
golf.
It's cute
in April when the flowers are blooming.
Man, that shrubbery is going to be much less beautiful in November.
Yeah.
If I could go to any Masters, it would be the one this year in November.
Why?
Allergies. Every time I see a golf course, I'm just like, that just seems like it's just going to kick my ass allergy-wise. November, I would like to go see it. Wear a nice little hoodie, get in there, watch some golf, not be sweating, not be sneezing. I mean, imagine I'm watching the Masters live in April. Tiger's on 12, teeing off. I'm over there sneezing my lungs out.
Tiger's getting ready.
Tiger shakes. He's like, come on,
shoo!
I'm a loud sneezer, too.
I'm sorry, Tiger.
You got to assert your manhood when you sneeze.
Because if I try to hold it in, like, it hurts my back, so I just got to let it go. And then Tiger's yelling at me, and I'm the guy who caused him to shank it. That's me. That's my story. So give me November. I'm ready for
Why
November.
Why hasn't that ever happened before? Like, ever. It feels like.
You got the Baba Booey thing,
you
know.
Those people out early. They sneeze before the good players are there, and they kick them out. All right, stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Damn it, I'd been doing so good. I mean, all the way to the last segment of the show, before last call, without messing up the podcast. And I just messed up the podcast. But they didn't really miss anything. I just forgot to restart it.
We were talking about having a triathlon.
Yeah. We're going to do a triathlon on Friday of all three of our contests.
And then kayaking. Down the Tennessee River.
We're not actually going to do that.
I'd take you on in a 100-meter kayak race. Anything
kayak
past
race?
That, though, I'd probably start to wear down. You would get me on stamina, obviously. But as far as just powerful, just boom, boom, like, I might beat you. I don't know.
100 meters is basically just what, down the pool and back, basically. I mean, I know we're not going to be in a pool, just a 100-meter pool. I mean,
sounds really short.
It's a sprint. It's a kayak sprint. It is short, Charlie.
Yeah, pretty short. I don't know. 100 meters might be too long. I might wear out on the 80th meter.
Like, I feel like that'd just be who got the best first battle.
No,
I mean, there's a lot more involved.
100 does sound short, though, in the water, because I feel like...
What's the proper way to get speed in the kayak? Is it a deep thrust with the paddle, or is it a quick boom, 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 getting a little water each time, quick movement?
I feel like the deeper you go, the faster you go.
That's the way
I was canoe racing. I paddle
power,
all the way down.
Power.
That's the way I would do it. And you get you get that torque going.
Yeah. We should have a 100-meter race sometime. I don't know how you measure out 100 meters in the water, but we could.
If you will load up the kayak and I can just meet you there, I will race you.
Okay.
But I'm not loading up the kayak. I'm not tying it down. I'm not riding over with you. I'm I'll meet you
just
there.
Just meet me there. And
I'll race and then
jump
you put
in the
kayak
river
back
me.
Up. Yep. If you agree to those terms, I will do it.
Yeah. It would be fun.
I'll wear my hat because I don't want to get sunburnt.
We could put it at like a certain point and then the first one to cross the Gay Street Bridge or get to the, you know, to the bridge. We could do it downtown.
Yeah. We'll have people standing on the road cheering us on.
Make it a big event.
By big event, we mean like 10 people might watch and somebody can Periscope it and we'll get some 1,000 viewers on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll set it up. Set it up. I will.
I feel like it's one of those things where you say, yeah, set it up, and then it's like, sounds like something we're never going to do. But
I will 100% do it.
But we actually did take them out.
No, I will 100% do it. I do not tell you I will do things and not do it. I try not.
I know. I feel like this is one of those things you're going to tell me that I say I'll do it, and then it's not really
going to happen. I'm not going to bemoan the point there either. Like, the audience knows by now what your deal is. I'm not going
to
point it out every time.
You like to paint me as a guy who doesn't. Who says he's going to do things and then doesn't do them?
Not just you. Everyone. Oh, everyone.
Bit of an accident.
That's why I didn't really want to partake in like all the arguments about the basketball tournament and stuff, because I knew people like weren't going to play that and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I knew we weren't actually going to do it. They were talking about that thing of running it back for like 2 years.
Yeah, so. I mean, everybody just
so I try not
talks
to,
about things.
I try not to do that. I try to be somebody that does what he says he's going to do.
I don't think it's necessarily
really like
that
doing
people,
them and then without even talking about them.
I don't think it's really even necessarily that people or not willing to do it. It's just that nobody ever organizes it.
Think people like using things like this for show content without actually having to pay it off. That's what I think.
Well, why don't we actually do it then?
Set it up. I will do it. And you don't even have to set it up.
I gotta get the kayaks.
Yeah, you don't have to set it up. You live with the guy with the truck and the kayaks. You just tell him, let's load these up. Let's go.
Yeah, he might have taken the kayaks back to his folks' place, so I got
okay, well, the next time he has them down, it's not a big deal.
Well, we were thinking about trying to leave them out on the patio, but then they could get stolen. And
they'll get stolen if you're on the ground level.
Yeah.
They will get stolen.
That's the problem.
They will get stolen.
Who has a truck?
Brandon.
Oh, I thought he drove that little car.
Is his
Brandon has his dad's
truck. Oh, okay.
He has access to a truck.
Yeah, a real truck. Silverado.
We can just get Charlie's truck.
Built America Tough. Yeah, we could borrow Charlie's truck.
Yeah.
Charlie, we're taking your truck out.
Is that what the Silverado's tagline is? Built America Tough?
I don't know. Sounds like it would be.
That sounded really good when you said
it. No, I was thinking of Built Ford.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Did they just like really just take Fords and then change from Ford to America?
Chevy's is like America. Like, Chevy's got the whole America thing. They're like American made, runs on freedom or something. And then what is Dodge?
I thought Runs on Firestone was like a Firestone.
Dylan says he's still waiting on mini golf. I don't really remember. I don't think did we talk about mini golf? I know the morning show talked a lot about mini golf. But did we talk about mini golf?
Chevy runs deep.
Did we ever talk about mini golf?
You got a good voice for car commercials.
Oh, yeah. I thought about doing some voiceover work
about
one time.
Mini golf,
mini
I don't
golf
remember
sounds
mini
fun.
Golf.
I like mini golf.
See, that would be an easy thing that we actually could do.
I don't know if that's easy. We got to find a mini golf course.
Right.
Are there any in Knoxville still, like a Sir Goonies?
Surely.
Open?
Surely there's a place somewhere.
You probably had to go to, like, Sevierville.
Yeah, I think we'd have to go to...
You got
to
go all the way. No way. There's got to be a place somewhere in Knoxville you can go.
I think you got to go to Sevierville. Celebrate
the
station's closed,
there's,
bro.
Like, two places you can go in my hometown of 10,000 people. Surely to God, there's somewhere in Knoxville we can go.
I'll look into it, see what I can find. I don't remember talking about the mini golf.
I remember vaguely we mentioned something about it, but I can't remember exactly what it was.
I know the morning show was on that kick for a long time.
But that's a thing that wouldn't even take a lot of planning that we could actually do, you know.
Sure.
I'd be down to do that. I'd be down to do pretty much anything. I don't really like planning things, though. I don't like having to be the guy that, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
That's all you do.
Here's the itinerary.
Oh, okay. You mean actually
planning. I don't like being that guy. Yeah. I just want to participate. I'll participate in anything, though.
Poker night, add that to the list of things.
Well, now that was a whole different thing because we would have had to clean the place up, and there's not a ton of space in there. And then, you know, and then you wanted to kind of make your own rules, and there was a whole, you know.
Excuse me?
You wanted to.
What rules did I want to make?
What rules did you change? You said, if we're going to do it, we're gonna use two decks, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I was like, oh, it's going to be a complicated thing.
I don't
you know?
Think that
two
ever
decks
happened.
Feels very simple. And smart.
I know. It just seems easy.
It's going to be a whole complicated thing. And I felt like maybe you'd take it too seriously. We usually just like to have a good time, you know, have have some cards, some vodkas, a bowl of Coke in the middle of the table for everybody, and just have a good time.
It's always comes back to my fault somehow.
No, it's not your fault. I'm just saying, I felt like you would try to overtake the poker game.
It always comes back. If I would have overtaken the poker game, guess what would have happened?
What?
The poker game.
I'm just saying.
If I overtook the poker game would have happened.
I'm just saying you're like gambling guy, you know? You're
I'm get things done guy.
You would have all your rules and I'm just saying.
I'm get things done guy. If I would have taken it over, it actually would have happened. You took it over, it never happened.
I don't know if you can beat me at poker.
I'm not having the same conversation with you.
I don't know if you could have lasted through the night with me.
I'm not having the same conversation with you because it's never going to happen. All you do is just talk about things, just like I know we're not going to kayak race.
Hey, that could actually happen.
It took you a month to get over to Hops to eat the meatloaf sandwich.
I move at my pace.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. Support the people who support us. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling. Cody, would you like to go first or second?
I can go first.
All right, go for it.
That dirty son of a bitch Tom Brady did this during the golf outing.
No, God, please, no, no!
He tried to pull Peyton Manning's drive cover, Smokey, the dog, off, and he threw it on the ground, and he acted like he was going to stomp on it. And then he said to Peyton, "You guys haven't been good since you left." Peyton said something like, "Don't you get your Michigan feet on that," or something. And
you think that's a sore spot for Peyton because Peyton can't come back with, "Well, they actually won the national championship the year after I left." Do you think he uses that when people tell him that, or do you think he just changes the subject like he did with the Michigan thing?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's ever told him that specifically. Those guys haven't been good since you left.
I mean, I feel like that's a common thing. We see that on the internet all the time of people saying that, of Tennessee hasn't been relevant since Peyton Manning left, blah, blah, blah.
Not true at all. Tennessee,
like I said,
should have been
in
two national championship games after that. They won one, obviously, but that 0-1 team may have been the best team of that entire era.
We would have gotten absolutely smoked by Miami.
We should have been in the game, though.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have won the national championship.
That team would have held up better than that Nebraska team.
Well, that Nebraska team got beat by 50 points, so yeah.
I know. They didn't get beat that bad, I don't think. It was like the final score, I think, looked better. I want to say it was 38-24 or something.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. But I want to say it was like 38-24.
38-24 sounds a lot different than 34-20. It was 37-14.
Okay.
It was 34-0 at halftime though.
So not that far off.
It was 34-0.
Yeah, I mean they were getting beat. I mean
it was 34-0 at halftime.
Eric Crouch.
It was 34-0 at halftime. That's all you need to know.
Again, Crouch was the quarterback.
Well, I understand.
Granted, he won a Heisman, but it was before we really had talented quarterbacks. I think that I think we would have fared better. I'm not saying we would have won. We probably would have lost by 3 touchdowns. I'm just saying we would have fared better. Maybe lost by 2 touchdowns.
No.
It's not like that Miami team was completely untested all year. Miami Hurricanes 2001 football season.
I think
you're underestimating. We had 2 first round picks on the D line.
Oh wow, we had 2 first round picks.
I mean, on the D line,
wow.
We were
2 first.
I never said we would have won
2 whole first round picks. Do you know what that Miami?
Yes,
team
I know
had?
How. I know exactly what they had. They're the most loaded team in history, and I never said we would have won. I said Virginia Tech played them within 2 points. Florida State got beat by 22. I'm just saying it's
they
not.
They had 5 first-round picks, bro.
Pittsburgh lost by 22.
They had 5 first-round picks.
I'm simply saying I never said we would have won. I think it's the greatest team of all time. I'm simply saying I think we would have gave them a better game. And that's all I said.
We would have given them a better game.
That's all I said. They still would have beaten us by 3 touchdowns probably. What did I say that's false?
I think
false?
You started off by saying that that Miami team wasn't that dominant. I think that's what you
that's
said.
That's not what I said. That is not what I said.
I don't think he said that.
He said something about the Nebraska game, and at first his total was 14.
He said the score wasn't as bad.
At first his thing was it was a 14-point game, it was a two-touchdown game. That was his first
take. It was
take.
A 23-point game. It was 30-something to teen-something. I was a little off. I was a touchdown off, but calm down.
I was
down.
Overestimating the Miami team.
I was a touchdown off. I was a touchdown off.
The good news is I'm controlling the podcast today, so I will play this. I could stop it now and play if you want the actual.
You're wrong if you think. I have never not paid respect to that Miami team. I have always said that's the best team ever.
You started this up acting like we might have beaten them.
No, but we should have been in that national championship game, and I think we would have played better than Nebraska, is all I want to say.
We would have played
we
better than Nebraska.
We also had
yes.
a lot of draft picks. I'm going to say we had more than Nebraska. We would have had more talent to go against that team than Nebraska.
We would have done better than Nebraska, yes, because Nebraska
if
was down.
If you want me to say we
Nebraska
still,
was down 34-0 at halftime. You acted like it was a close game.
If you want me to, the final score was 23-point game.
Which is not close.
Well, why don't you tell me about that Virginia Tech game, huh? How'd they only beat Virginia Tech by 2 points, huh? Is that Virginia Tech team loaded with talent? Bud Foster held them down to 26 points. He's been doing it since the Nixon administration.
I'm sure they scored some special teams touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't know. They would have beat us by, I'm going to say we would have been their closest game of the year other than that. They would have beat us by 20 points. 20. Not 22, not 23. 20 points.
Man.
They would have beat us 41-21.
It was 26-10. Yep. Hurricanes, they got a punt blocked. They were playing Beamer ball. It was 26-10, and then Virginia Tech scored, got a two-point conversion, then blocked a punt.
Let's not forget on November 10th of that year, they defeated Boston College, an unranked team, 18-7. It's not like they were completely just, you know.
Here we go again. I'm saying the 0-1 Miami team is overrated. Here we go.
No, I'm simply not. I'm simply saying
finish
flawless.
Finish the sentence.
They were not flawless.
Yeah.
They were not flawless.
They weren't that good.
Now, is there something to be said for not feeling up for a game in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts against Boston College when you're maybe the greatest team of all time? Probably. But to only score 18 points is, you know. They would have been ready for Tennessee in a national championship, and they would have defeated us.
Yeah.
They would have defeated us if that's what you want to hear so badly.
I mean, I don't want to hear it. I'm just. That 0-1, man. That LSU game.
That was really my whole point, is we should have been in the
national championship. I wish we could turn back time. I wish we could go back and win that game.
I believe somebody had a song about that, Turning Back Time. Is that Whitney Houston or Tina? Is that Tina Turner? Yep. No, there's neither one of them.
Turn back time.
Cindy. No.
It's not Cindy Lauper, bro. She just.
Who the hell did that song?
I was going to say Cher.
Oh, maybe that's why it sucked.
You thought if we could turn back time sucked?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cher may be the most overrated artist in history.
Cher?
Yeah.
That's the take you have?
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Just not great, you know? Just nothing real.
If I could turn back time's good, bro.
If I could turn back time. When's the last time you sang it before just now?
Or it comes on.
Last time you played it in the car.
Last time I
2002.
Played in the car, yeah. And I mean, it's. I mean, I didn't play in the car in 2002. No. Maybe you're onto something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sonny.
I don't remember Sonny what Carrier. We were talking about here.
Brady and Manning, and whether or not, and whether or not Manning gets upset whenever people tell him that Tennessee hasn't been good since him, because then he's in a pretzel, and can't admit that they won the national championship without him.
Yeah. How about Peyton not wearing the red and black so Kirby wouldn't get a picture of him in red and black?
And then I saw someone uncovered a picture of him and Hines Ward swapping jerseys, and he was wearing the red and black Georgia.
Tremendous.
But he had an orange undershirt on, so I don't know. Peyton posing in Texas with Tom Herman kind of hurt that hit the timeline.
You know, that 0-1 Miami team didn't play any SEC schools. Didn't beat a single SEC team all year.
Good show today. Charlie, I appreciate you for sitting in for Cam.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you. You came through clutch for us. You're a good man, Charlie.
Really flew by.
Yeah, it was a fun show. Good job
by
you,
Charlie. That felt quicker than ours.
I appreciate you. Well, I mean,
it's what happens when the content's good.
Okay, we don't have to. Charlie, I appreciate you. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.